Okay, I got another death threat today, guys. And this is from, you know, these pro-black hoteps. And let me just read to you what he said, and I'll also put it up on the screen. Crystalline Karazin, you never wanted a Nubian warrior or African pharaoh. You always wanted a white caveman, aka European. Go kill yourself, you disgraceful traitor bitch. You don't deserve to be alive and be black as better not catch you. And I better not catch you in public. I will fuck you up. And your cracker ass husband, leave our beautiful girls alone, bitch, and stop filling their heads with lies and wickedness towards their own. I'm warning you. Okay, so at first I was a little distressed by this, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna report him and do all of the legal stuff, and I also put it up on the Facebook fan page. Okay, so when we did some investigating on this guy, we scrolled down on his Google Plus page, and he comments on a lot of videos, and he's very abusive to videos that highlight particularly dark-skinned black women in interracial relationships with white men. So he's really abusive. He's scrolling down, finding all these women and everything. And then we get to a video where there's a light-skinned black woman, and here's what he wrote. Also, let's put that up on the screen. I love me a good old mixed bone. Biracial girls are yummy, yum, yum. Wait a minute. Wait, did he just say that I am destroying young girls and, I'm a traitor? Really? Okay. But that's not all, guys. I got another one for you. Okay. Let's cut to the next clip. Look at his quote. Damn, girl, you are sunshine and a heaven to look upon. I am very dark-skinned black man, and light-skinned mixtures make me feel like I am in heaven right here on earth. Thank you for giving my eyes something precious to look at. So these guys in particular, they know that their access is going to be limited if a black woman mates and marries with a white man who is more likely to be present in the home, more likely to for the two of them together to have higher income. They don't like that. However, they do love the offspring of these unions. Particularly, they love the offspring of unions between black men and white women, or just in general, non-black, anybody but not black women, because they know that they will have sexual access. So they can continue to abuse women who look like me by threatening my life and threatening my family, and then they can go over there and slobber on all of the mixed chicks. Now, here's my message to you, all you pro-black hoteps out there. Social media is just too comprehensive for you to be an idiot. And the most of you guys are complete and utter shit-stained idiots. And this so-called movement that you're trying to put together, hating black women, loving black men, worshiping mixed-race women, turning a blind eye to black men who date and marry 25% of the time, and your hatred towards black women who date interracially. You look pathetic. You look ridiculous. And just a little bit of investigating finds out who you guys are and how hypocritical you are. So you continue to come after me, go ahead. And then somebody in my group will be savvy enough to discover that you live in your grandma's basement. So just stop. Oh, but I do have some advice to the parents who create these mixed race children, because I really, really think you need to heed some advice so that in order for you to protect them. Are you guys ready for that advice? Hold on, listen really close, because I'm gonna tell you what it is. Your kids. thing. You dudes out here who hate me so much, I'm so glad that you guys don't want me. I'm so glad you think I'm ugly. I'm so glad you think that my skin is too dark and my hair is too nappy. I'm so glad. I want you to understand that I am not insulted by this. Honestly, I am relieved that you don't want me. And I think a lot of Black women who are waking up are also really, really relieved that you don't want them. But you gonna stay away from our daughters because their fathers are gonna make sure of that. We should all get